and Todd Goldstein has been good enough to join us here on AFL Nation. Todd, good afternoon to you, and fantastic to get that first win on the board yesterday.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Yeah, it's always nice to get rid of the zero, and you know, it gives the boys a little bit of confidence, which is nice.
Goldie, the first one is obviously the easiest one. Question is, how did it feel? What was the emotions like post-game?
Yeah, look, it was one of the more satisfying wins that I've had for a while. And I think it was just the understanding of how hard we've had to work to put ourselves in a position this year to win a game. And just, you know, you feel pure joy for a lot of young kids, and even some of the more senior players, and someone like a Tom Campbell who played in his first win for the footy club. So to see these guys get their first win and to see how much it meant to them, it was an unbelievable feeling.
Was it a little bit sweeter by coming back from 5 or 6 goals down? And what was the change? Because for a club that hasn't won a game this year, it was probably only natural to think, oh, it's just another one. You know, we're just going to lose another game. We'll get ready for next week. What changed to be able to come back from that margin?
Yeah, I certainly felt early on in the first quarter that we were doing a lot right. We just weren't quite finishing. It felt like we were getting a lot of inside 50s and re-entries and putting pressure on, and then they take it down and keep goals. So it did feel a little bit like it was heading to just be another one of those days where we do a lot right, but we don't capitalise and the other team runs away with it. But I think for us to get a few goals, and there was a point probably in the second quarter where I reckon we got to about 15, 16 points, and you really felt like we were in the game, and that makes us such a difference. So we were able to adjust well. We weren't getting things right. Our skills weren't great in the first half, so we were able to clean that up a little bit. But you know, I think when you've got players like Ben Cunnington, Jai Simpkin and Luke Dozyniak having, I think it was like 37 clearances between them, that goes a long way to winning a game.
Todd, you're right. Your midfield really did step up yesterday. There was a lot of great contributors in there who you just listed, but Ben Cunnington was one that he's been having an outstanding season as your most senior midfielder. How important is he to not only the way the midfield plays, but the way that he is able to be a leader on the field and help, I guess, structure the team? It felt like a lot of what was happening in the second half and the pressure you guys were enforcing was sort of almost, you know, he was the ringleader of all that.
Yeah, I think having Ben as that sort of focal point of our midfield, it allows the other players to play a bit more of their strengths. You know, I think it allows someone like Jai Simpkin, who is very good on the inside, but allows him to give us a little bit more run and carry and work off Ben's unbelievable work inside. And that's probably what we missed a bit last year. A few boys had to play a little bit out of their natural positions, and it just gives that little bit more structure. And you know, when you've got someone of Ben's strength and his ability in there, everyone just walks that little bit taller and feels that little bit more comfortable.
Goldie, tell us about your relationship with Cunners. Now, for those that don't know Cunners, he barely speaks. He's extremely quiet. Yes. If you ask him to do an interview, he'll politely tell you where to go and never come back. He had 37 disposals yesterday, 27 of them contested, and the 13 clearances. As you are going to a stoppage, whether it be centre square bounce or around the ground, how are you two communicating, knowing that he is so good in that particular area of the game, and then ultimately letting everybody else know, get out of the way, Cunners is going to do the work?
Well, I think you know, ever, Nick, that you know, all I do is look for Cunners, so it's not we don't need to say a lot of words. But for someone who is incredibly quiet away from footy and even around the footy club, he is one of the loudest talkers during the game and to me. So I have a fair idea of where Ben is pretty much every single stoppage, and that's the reason why he does get the ball hit to him a lot, because you know where he is. He's talking to you constantly, and that's something that, you know, I'm trying to get him to pass on to some of these younger mids like a Luke or a Tommy Powell, because you know that's such a crucial element of a midfield craft, is to be able to actually communicate with your ruckman and allow him to know where you are, because when we're looking up, we don't really know what's going on at our feet. So just have that communication makes such a difference, and Ben is a different person when he's on the ground.
Well, I was going to ask, and Dale and Goldie, you're the two best to, you know, dissect this. And I was listening to a fascinating conversation, you know, coming to the ground today. Everyone says he's underrated, but if we're talking about him all the time, then he's not clearly underrated. But where do you both believe he sits in the conversation of great midfielders? Because any time you are calling a North game, you've got the binoculars on him, his hands inside, just elite, and we always know he's been a bull over the footy, just so hard to outmanoeuvre. So where do you sort of sit him in the pecking order of you know, really good established midfielders.
Well, you can speak about this first, Goldie, after what he did yesterday in particular. How highly do you rate Cunners?
Oh, I think unquestionably Cunners is one of the best midfielders, especially inside mids in the competition, and has been for a long, long time. I think, yeah, he still, even though we do talk about him a lot, I still don't think he gets the plaudits he deserves. And, you know, to have, what was it, 27 contested possessions yesterday was just unbelievable. And, you know, I think if he was at one of the bigger clubs that gets a lot more media attention, you'd be saying he was a top two or three player in the competition, I reckon.
I think he's underrated, and I'll join in here, Goldie. I think he's underrated for what he does. And the beauty about AFL football is Cunners is one of the worst runners I've ever played with. And that's, I don't mean that to be a knock, but the beauty about AFL football is he is as good as anybody, and maybe number one in the competition, at stoppage work and contested possession work, and his hands are elite. And I remember the first time I met with Brad Scott after leaving the Saints, I said, who's your best midfielders? Who could I, you know, fit in with? Who do I work with? And he said, Ben Cunnington is the best. And I looked at Brad Scott and said, and I didn't know who Ben Cunnington was. I said, Ben Cunnington? He goes, you watch him at training over the summer. Mm. And after a month or two, I said, oh my gosh, this guy is that good. And as a winger, and I played a lot of wing at the Kangas, when you've got someone like that inside that loves handballing more than he loves kicking, you just say thank you at the end of the day. Goldie, how special was it yesterday for the coach as well? It was his birthday. It's been a tough 8 weeks leading into yesterday's game, but what was his message and emotion after the game?
Oh, I think it was just reiterating the things that we've done well, and he's generally pretty measured when we play, and you know he focuses on things we did well and the areas for growth. So that didn't change too much, but I think he was just really happy for everybody and for the footy club, because the coaches have put a mountain of work in this year just to they've sort of been chasing their tail a bit with the shortened pre-season and the amount of changes we've had. But I think it was just a lot of relief and just a lot of confidence coming out, and that's, I think that was the main thing, is going that this shows that we can win games, we can finish off, and I think you just wanted to reiterate that.
You guys had some pretty close results in the weeks leading up. You were rather competitive, I'd think, against Geelong down at Kidinya Park. You were pretty competitive. Well, you had the lead against Melbourne in Tassie, and then you were in it against Collingwood the week before with, I think you were a goal behind the Pies in the crucial stages of that match. So did it feel to you, and did it feel like to everyone in the club, that incrementally you were working your way closer to a win? Did it feel like it was about to happen?
I think definitely we feel like our last month, although we haven't quite got the results we were looking for, you can see the level of competitiveness we've shown, and the fact that we were able to hang into some games where a lot of people didn't give us a hope in hell. So, I think you could see that building, and it's one of those old cliches, but you do have to learn how to win. And, we haven't quite deserved to win those games yet. We haven't played our style. We haven't done enough right to win those games. So that was our focus. It was just trying to make sure that we came for the ground, and whatever the result ends up being is that we stuck to our processes and played the way we want to play for the four quarters, and if we do that, then the result will take care of itself. So that's sort of been the conversations we've had, but it's definitely really good to show these young kids that we can win and how you win, and to be able to hold on in that last quarter was a great learning for everyone.
Goldie, really interested in how you're travelling as an individual. We know you've been exceptional in the ruck, it feels like for 10 years, and you've done a lot of it by yourself. This year, different challenges with the game going back to what it originally was. How have you found your role from a physical point of view? And I know you've had some hard games this year, but how are you travelling generally this time of the year compared to, say, previous years?
I'm actually travelling all right at the moment. I think having someone like a Tom Campbell come into the side and to be able to allow me to come off a couple of times and to even go and have a bit of a spell forward, I think that's definitely helping the body. I know early on when Tom was in the side, it was when I was playing 100% game time, it was becoming pretty tough. So you do have to definitely adjust. And I think you're seeing with all these injuries and stuff, it takes a while to get used to the longer games, especially off such a short preseason. I mean, we started preseason, I think it was like the 6th of Jan this year. So you didn't have a big lead in, so it was definitely a challenge. But, body-wise, I'm feeling okay. I think we've got two more games, I think it is, till the bye. So, you can sort of see a break coming up, and I think when you win, you pull up a little bit better too.
Todd, great to have a chat to you. Great to see the team get some reward. Yes, so you got the Bombers, of course, next Sunday, the Twilight game. in about a week's time and rest up and look forward to seeing what the Roos can deliver backing up from a great win yesterday.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, boys.
Todd Goldstein still soldiering on beautifully. It was good to see them get some reward. They've got some youth that no doubt is exciting. We know that Power's going to be a player. Phillips is going to be a player, but it's a build, isn't it? It's going to take some time, Dell, and they've got to stick the course. I think they've got a really good coach in David Noble. I mean, the industry certainly said that in the build-up, but I think we can see he's a nice fit for North Melbourne, but everyone's going to have to be patient and they'll get there.
Yeah, well, when you speak to people from that club and you ask how the coach is, and it's off the record as well, but they never say a bad word about David Noble. So it's not like, oh, we're not quite sure about the game plan, or he's not. It's positive. It's all good. And I know the results don't look great up until yesterday, but, I mean, they made choices a long time ago, 4 or 5 years ago, to go down this path, and maybe that leads into the priority pick conversation, which is pretty deep as well. But this was unfortunately part of the transition out of playing finals for 3 years in a row that they're going to go backwards, and they've been there for a period of time.
Yep. 16-game losing streak going back to last year, so it's been a long time since a win for North Melbourne. That was the most chuffed I think I've seen a coach this year. Like the smile, he was trying to suppress it. You could tell David Noble, but he couldn't suppress
the smile.
It's been
building, hasn't it? That last 3 or 4 weeks, yeah, but
well,
really.
It had been so long that when they got to sing their song, they got the whole club involved, so you know it was significant, and there was a few rumblings, what are the words?
How do we get this one? I was watching Tom Powell, and he didn't know the words at all.
Where's that board? Our pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, and for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends. We'll come back, take a look, and dissect a bit more of yesterday, and build up, of course, to this game between Melbourne and Carlton. Jack Martin and Todd Jack Viney will be our very special guest before the bounce. We're not too far away from that on AFL Nation on a Sunday afternoon.